A brief note now on the art of cinema. A little art house film called Star Wars: The Attack of the Clones opens tomorrow. In it, auteur George Lucas again explores the troubled inner life of a galaxy some distance away. The story is set long, long ago, not quite so long ago as the last Star Wars film, yet longer ago than the original offering of 1977. Anyway, whenever and wherever this tale is set, expect it to attract big audiences despite lukewarm reviews. In perhaps the unkindest cut, it has been compared unfavorably to another recent release, Spider-Man, which is a variation on the theme of Kafka's Metamorphosis. As far as commentator Lenore Skenazy is concerned, both pictures, as well as others, have been ruined in advance.
Spider-Man is no friendly neighborhood superhero in my book. By the time he finally leapt to the screen, I'd been pummeled senseless by the movie trailers. There were 9 of them. 9 coming soon to a theater near you, including one for The Incredible Hulk, a film that is coming soon only in glacial terms. It opens in the summer of 2003. Are we supposed to mark our calendars? It's enough to make a person snap the heads off his action figures. That's how one of my friends put it. Like me, he just can't stand it anymore. Whatever happened to letting the audience enjoy the movie theater experience? Clearly, it is not ours to enjoy anymore. Of course, I can still remember when previews were part of the fun. You saw 2 or 3 and felt very in the know. Maybe you even decided to see the films next week when they'd be coming to town. But now we are treated as captives, not guests. Suckers stuck in the dark, gnawing on curly fries, primed to be force-fed the climax of every movie coming to the multiplex from now through Star Wars 26, the return of the sequel. That's not to mention the real commercials we're subjected to. Minute-long praises of the overpriced sodas we're already sipping out of sheer boredom and curly fry overload, swill that will in turn propel us out to the bathroom just as the movie finally begins. And even all this might not be so bad if the trailers weren't so painfully explicit. Trailers are not mini-movies, they are mega-ads made by studio executives desperate to generate a big opening or bust. Do they care if they give away every punchline and plot twist? Does Adam Sandler care if he can act? In the olden days, a trailer was a sensual hint of pleasures to come. It had maybe 75 scenes. But now, trailers slam us with about 125 scenes, fast cut, MTV style, which means they give away much, much more. Too much more. Pretty much everything except, who was that key grip? A quick survey of the trailers preceding Spider-Man indicates that all the movies this summer will involve a vehicle or animal soaring over a canyon, a computer flashing one ominous word like lockdown, and a giant explosion of something or other, though generally not the soaring animal. Can't wait? Me neither. Can't wait to go home and kiss my fast forward button.
Lenore Skenazy is a columnist for the New York Daily News.